Gemara from Beis Medalev. You got the Kotan. Two separate areas we got the Kotan. One is into the Tachesh of the Kotan, grounded on what says we subsequent to Yish Reik Yeskeb Yish Reik Yosef Adon Klum. Here it says very briefly, we amplify the Gemara of the Kamer, the message is the Sin and Tvir Ke'echod, and also the comparison you have the Gemara there, that and Aveda, one point the Gemara thought that it could be comparable, therefore, when this is the Sin and Tvir Ke'echod, and Shema Gemara Aveda, the Gemara says, no, the Aveda is not a Bindas, the Kod is not a Bindas. And we saw this connection, of course, the how Malach of the Migash that he raises. The Migash assumes that since cotton is of course not from Shemrim, but Yeshua made him a Mikzas, and we got the Edechos, we saw the Machos Master Shemrim, to say other things, the Edechos, that's cotton, the Edechos, the Mastab to cotton can be Mechai Yeshua. That's the assumption that going back to the Gemara, we saw the Mem, you don't require a tiny part of a Dechod, the aid himself. But the Mir is got made of a Mikzas, some of you could have. And the reason for that is, of course, that according to the Migash, and the Rambam follows him, the Kotten, Shwetzah Shemarim is a Shvur, which is an Athanas Shemar. But even more than a shemar, it's mishalei b'tainer. Therefore, if you have no tainer, you don't. It doesn't perturb us. According to the Migash, cotton which is eaten by cotton, the din shemar mechal, shvur is no problem with the mishalei b'tainer, and presumably all the chiyuvim shemrim would apply. Mishlech Yad, or Nigdim Gev Aveda, Fisishim Esocha, etc., etc. And this connection, we try to explore more exhaustively, more fully, the nature of Hefkoder, of course, Das doesn't require Das, of course, Kenyan doesn't require Kenyan, and in line with that, to see to what extent there is a need for Das to create relationship with Shiva and the Mafki. Here we know the three days. The Migash assumes that the whole gamut of Chiyuva Shemrim apply. The possible exception says Cotton, the Tirita is Ganev, which requires Afghanim Midas. Other than that, everything applies. The day of other Rishonim assume that nothing applies. Seen as zero, it's the Ravid that has followed him. The Ramban has a suffix with regard to whether it's Chiv Kefil, or not Chiv Kefil, so whether general Chiv Rishonim applies, we can Nignav, it's and Rashi must understand the Ramban if once you assume that there's a relation with Shmira, or there is no relation with Shmira against the Rimigash, and the man is inclined to resist the Rimigash, why should the Bechiv assume him at all of any sort? We dealt also with Hashem, we disagree with the Rambam, particularly according to the Ravid, two separate points that Ravid makes. One point is, first I saw you, that there's no nesinus, there's no relation with Shem and Mafkid, two total strangers, so of course there can't be a Shabia, you can't be Nishbad with that Shuas Hashemim either, because that's a Shemim. Same point that he makes, apparently even assumes he were a Shemro, but his Tain is no Tainer. Im Nishba Doi, do not Nishba, but Tain Tain is Boi, Tain Shem, it will be Nishba. Is this purely the Ivan's part a theoretical statement? Or is the Ivan, in fact, have in mind the case in which his first Asog is not relevant? So, of course, come across the question of the father was Mafkid, so the relationship Shemuel and Mafkid was created. Then you come to the second point. If we ignore the second point, only deal with the first, then if the father was Mafkid, that's no longer a problem. And then all of the Shema would apply. According to the second Asoga, even if that were the case, so Yuvim Shemim, the Avedin, the like would apply, because the relationship of Shemim is created. But Shua you wouldn't have, because they assume the Shua is not in Shema Shalim Taini according to the Yashnam formulation. It requires the Taini, but the Taini could be a Taini Shema. Or as I mentioned, alternatively, according to the Ravid, you don't require Taini, you require Tvir. Maybe things they call it going to be Tevea. That's the gist of the issue we discussed last time. Today we come to the second half of the Sugya, case which you are Nishba, and Nishba in the cotton, Ula Hektish. All right, that's what I say. Nishba in Hektish. Shmuel Cotton. Stuff in the mob, Shmuel
Cotton. Loves when Yaakov Savar, Loshna Bo, Loshna with no inomates. The Hilkov La Mesha Veda who, Rabban and Savi, the fun of who the inomates, Alvath name no, maids. Who with low maids, Mesha Veda who. Me Montes, Mokmas La, La Krabi Eliezer and Yaakov, of Tani Rasha, Mondala Abba Biotha, and the Hobyodia La Hamishan Dinner Potter. The nation, Mesha Veda who. Possum Lover Bird, Taka Gomer Bird.
Well, let's see what are the components we have in the Gemara. The elements need to be first identified and sorted out, and then to be analyzed. Gemara says, based on the Mishnah, but I guess you're a cotton. Presumably, in order to chayv shvua, what do we need?
Taina.
Taina. Well, all shvuas are quite taina or not, so that's what we already saw.
That
the that Mogmitza, according to
Regash,
the Mogmitza doesn't. We still require Taina. Shamu
Misun certainly
not. And then the question. Dechaz, Prabhu Mosul Shani. Right. If you require a Taina, then still the question is what kind of Taina you require. Require a Taina, Shetan Zabari, the Taina Shema suffice. If tennis body, what level of body do you need? And the assumption is the various layers of levels of body, which we discussed with Luda Sugya and Afmer. The Gemara goes to the Machlokes of Jacob the Chachamim. Bava B'tani Sovi. Will Bava B'tani Sovi help us? So conceivably, could work at two planes, depending on how you learn the Shvetz HaKadosh Kotten. And the assumption is Shvetz HaKadosh Kotten, first the Taine, because Kotten doesn't know what it's all about. So another possibility would be that if Bava B'tani Sovi, then it's supported. Bava B'tani Sovi presumably would be, which category would that be? Bali? Yeah, presumably Bali Diachi. And then we have to ask ourselves, Bali Diachi is effective or not, and if that is Bali, and if so, to which purpose yes, to which purpose no. Do we still have to deal with the issue of that's the issue of the cotton? Is there a mechayev here? Part of the question is the tainia, but is there what the tainia is? That's the suit of the cotton knows what it's all about. What's that as a body? But is there what the tainia is? Is there a problem? Is there a problem?
Maybe is there any sin in the first place? Are we asking, is there any sin in the first place?
Yeah. The face of Niskamori here, the cougar must have Israel's cotton, that's not the issue. So we come back to the problem which I raised last time. Must says in Israel's cotton, it seems to be probably the tiny of the Mechayev isn't there. The book which he quotes, though, has to do not so directly with the tiny as with the senior. Probably more here, probably more above the camera. So let's assume what the boy is saying is the Eid Mashiach HaShir Kotten, not because the problem is tiny as such, but because the Nesina is not a Nesina. If that should be the case, then what is the solution of Bava B'tani Sovi?
The Nesina.
The Nesina is the obvious. If we assume the two issues, one issue of the Nesina, one issue of the Taine, so Bava B'tani Sovi kills two birds with one stone. This makes it the Nesina, which is Mechayev, because it was the Nesina of our father. As far as the Taine, the Kotten doesn't know, but Bava B'tani Sovi is the Acher, sufficient. We got that the Nesina of Eve was critical. With regard to the Taine, well, it was not critical. If you heard from the postmaster, it would also be good. If you heard from somebody, it might be of significance above the Abode of the Achel, I mentioned this earlier, might be to what extent the person who is Taine based at the Achel is himself convinced of the Taine. Do we go by the Ach as being simply someone who presents the Taine to Besden, but he's not internalized the Taine, he's not adopted the Taine, but presented to Besden, which might be a problem. If he himself is not convinced, so how do you present anything to Besden? So perhaps that means would not suffice, and we would require that he must be convinced, but the source of it is not direct experience with involvement, but what you heard from somebody else. There, conceivably, but B'tani Sovi might be relevant. What the father says convinces him, you hear from a stranger, possibly not. Does the issue of the Nesina come up subsequently in the Sugya? We run in, or we leave that behind, that was the previous Sugya, and then we move on to the issue of the tightness.
Rashi thinks that we continue dealing with it.
Yeah. The question of Rashi on the Rishayim. Rashi, the base and the base, and most of Gittin. If love can be gripped in a cotton, from a tight you can see a sequence of a bar, but it's become a pyramid. Bomb can see in a sorrow. Yeah, maybe if Bomb can see in a sorrow, that dissolves the issue of the senior. How the issue of tightness resolved? According to Rashi, it's not clear if they're between the cotton. Gittin is a little bit fuller. Not to obtain a cotton, but obtain a cotton. Kashish, but then it's cotton. I make a shetan and skati lecha. If you shwak tiv ki ite nish, lo katan. If you obtain a sovi, nish bayin fil katan. If you obtain a fil godol, nish bayin, etc. Kashish, go to pasik ite nish, fil cotton. If the father is mafit, there's no problem. Kashish, that seems to be perturbed by the issue of tennis cotton as such. This is, would indicate if the cotton is a body, the tiny is a tiny. Something that we saw last week, not the same play, but an analogous connection. What did we see last week? The tiny of a cotton carries weight. Shuas Hesses, yeah. And I meant explicitly, if you say the Shuas Hesses, because of the Bikash Rambam, clearly that his tiny is a tiny. If that's the case, then we have only the problem of the Nesina, that you have a tennis up. Alternatively, we could learn Katrin and Sina as such will be no problem for us. The problem is exclusively in the Tainu. That seems to be the position of the Migash. Gash is not concerned about the Sina. So it's called, why not? It's a problem, but that's the period that Migash assumes. The matter we're left only concerned about the Tainu and Shua, which doesn't require a Tainu. In other words, if we accept the Raivis Asogas, disregard the first Asogas, the only with the second Asogas, and then you have this Machlex, Mr. Shenim, the Shua Sashom, the Shua, which doesn't require Taina, or has Taina, the equivalent of Taina. Okay, so that's the case. More simply, of course, would be to assume the what? Rashi, on the one hand, is perturbed only about the Nesina, not about the Tainer. And the Migash is worried only about the Tainer, not about the Nesina, at least for Shomer. Yeah. Both would be a problem. In order to resolve that problem, we would need two things. Number one, the Afkada was by the father. And number two, the what? For your question about the Acher, the tennis cotton is a tiny. Yeah. That's called a tiny. In order to resolve that, assuming the tennis cotton is not a tiny, so you turn a godel. And Chesed Lord of Yagim the Chachomim could focus on any one of these issues. is that the Taina, in the case of the father was mafkid, or therefore required Taina Gadol, as Adam Shem learned, belief of the Chanala, Taina Gadol. On the other hand, according to Rav Yaakov, how far does he go? Does he concede one of the points or not? Rashi learns that because is at the extremes. According to Rav Yaakov, could be by Tani cotton mamish is not sufficient. And according to the Chachamim, even Tani Gadol also not. According to the Rif, there was no discussion about this. According to the Rif, we distinguish between Tanakhot and Tanakhotu, in which case they have to resolve who's made it. If Rabbi Yaakov made the case of Tanakhot and requires Tanakhotu, or in the Khadri say, if Tanakhotu, Chomor also be made it. So the Machlai Zadavke, Tanakhot. Alright. So the bottom line of the Gemara is that Leilim, this is the Chodim of Shuhayil in the Gemara of Baskane, Leilim, Elam Zahar, we forgive me, is with Tere Gadol, Tere Gadol, that's what you just saw. And then the Gemara moves on to be the Rabbi Kamiflin. The Rabbi Kamiflin, does this open a new page in the Sugir? Or do we work with the same complex?
Similarly, similar
machlokes. New machlokes.
Similarly, it seems like it would be a similar machlokes, whether or not we've opened something new or not.
Yeah, but the categories which my quotes, or the problems which arise, seemingly from the Sui would appear to be new concerns. Before we had a problem about the Nesina according to Rashi, that is not discussed. Rabbi doesn't know the Nesina. According to other Shanims, the Prophet never got the Nesina, but we got the time of Tanya Tanya and not. But for other reasons, not because we didn't know about Maze anyways, before we got the Rabbi. But we said Tanya's code is not a tiny because it's a cotton, it has no das. It can't be marked, it can't do many other things, it can't tiny best need, it's not about double, it's not a tzad. And that could be for various reasons why Tanya's cotton should not be a tiny. Either because you assume that in all likelihood he doesn't know. Most of the tiny shema. Not a formal issue, but you need to be about us in order to present some embezzlement to be inside. But the Maestro, you can't relate to it, you can't take it too seriously. In which case, you might give the sense of Tanya Shema. Say, Cotton, he probably doesn't know, but maybe he does know. So at least give it according to the sense of Tanya Shema. Or we say, no, it's not just a question of likelihood. He knows it, doesn't know, but not PLPD. As a cotton cannot be made, as a cotton can't do many other things, can't be about double either. That was kid own moment. You can own moment, but it can't be about double. Or to say, the amount of form coming back into the Ravid, about double he can be, but his tiny is no tiny. I mentioned Tviya is one thing, the tiny is something else. Tviya is what you're asking for. Tanya is the specifics, details, the basis of what you want to get what you're getting. But in any event, we can disqualify a cotton from being a Tanya without getting involved in Rabbi and Meir's aim. It's a separate issue, whether you need to be a badass or not. That's the, here just an analogy, Shlichus. The cotton act as the shliach. The Pashas of course, the cotton cannot be a shliach. As the Gittin says, that according to that, whatever you can do for himself, you can do for others as well, you can be a shliach. So it can't be a shliach, can't be tzakim about double, can't be turning the best note again. That was entirely possible. We could have worked around Rabbi Chachamim without getting involved in Rabbi, and the extent to which the mechanism which Rabbi ascribes to the Meir Mitzvahs is applicable here. But the Gemara doesn't do so with Rabbi Kabbi Flaki, which from a certain point of view, depending on how we learn the Mastoiz Maskaner, maybe diminishes the scope of the law problem. If we accept Rabbi's presentation, back of the Kibbutz of Mixas, and not concerned, some should work concerned about Tamid Ikra, Dash Tamid Ikra or not. So Rabbi has the sole analysis of how the whole thing works. And the question is, does it work with regard to cotton or not? Maybe whether it works with regard to cotton or not, that depends to some extent, a presumably factual issue, to another extent, on what we understand Rabbi to be saying. Rabbi asked the moment to him to Tani Shava, how's that question to be understood?
You mentioned that it's important
to be shown.
Whether or not the question is, why is Kovacar called Potter, or why is Moses Mikras Chai?
Yeah. Are these two questions at the same level, the same plane? Or are they substantively different?
Probably different.
And what we say is they're substantively different.
Meaning, the question is the reason for Kovar Bachol being positive could be just a Xeris Akasa, not a Svara, not related to the Svara, or whether or not Bab is actually explaining the Pasa.
Yeah. As opposed to what's asked, if the question about Bernard Mix is being Pato, why is he Chayv Dan Mipato? See, if the question is that for Hakel, so what does it stand for the time of the crop? Why the Torah was not mechayev for Hakel? Presumably, what lies behind that would be that the same mechayev which you have made with mixes, you have mechayev for Hakel. There's no difference between them. Maybe distinction without a difference. So we want to understand what was the reasoning for that. If the problem focuses not about Kefrak, but on Meir Mitzvahs, how is that different in character from the question about Kefrak?
It's creating a new
Mechayah. In Meir Mitzvahs or in Kefrak?
In Meir
Mitzvahs. Those of Shem who learn that there's a problem with Meir Mitzvahs, why it's Chayah, let him be Pato. Do they think Shem Pato is the same as Kefrak is Pato?
No. Meaning that the question is that if the meaning of the Hodah is Mechayev or the Kfirah is Mechayev, those are not possible by Kovar Bachol.
Yeah, what are the Shem to do so with it? When they say, let's Pato by the Mixes. Yeah, they do Smigel. And that's different, I just want to explain myself, that's different when you have Kefrakel. We don't have to do some extraneous fact. We want to know fundamentally, at the most basic level, why did they distinguish and differentiate between Kefrak and Meir Mitzvahs? What is there about Kefrak which is different from Meir Mitzvahs? We talk about Meir Mitzvahs and the assumption that we already know the Kefrak is part of Meir Mitzvahs Chayev. We introduce an extraneous factor of Migur. And you share with divided. Rashi himself seems to be saying to himself, Rashi Baba Seer, the Gimel, the Gemara says the Shtupim. As the question was, why did we accord the status of Meshuv Aveda? Meshuv Aveda in the Sugya here, of course, is two senses. Most Shem Shu Meshuv Aveda refers to what? Allah has mentioned previously. Most Shem Shu, we're talking about Meshuv Aveda in Agumo, we're talking about what? What? Discussion with the Gemara, what does Meshuv Aveda mean? What did we say before?
Migur.
As opposed to what? Not Migur, but the Patrim. The Takon. Rishtingit. This is Migur is the Dreisen, Meshuv Aveda is the Drabanan, which level the Sugi proceed. That's Rashi Bamitsim because of Migur. Where does Rashi speak in different terms? Not because of Migur, but at a more fundamental level. Rabbi Kame. Kame, the Kufzayin, Rabbi is quoted. In the maze pana of the physician to make the Usala Tova, he called a cake of a tail, part of a shwer, love kush to bade, love motzi, the mich bebe. Rechaber mitzah, the kura is Rashi says that according to Rabbi, the reason that Kefrakel is potter, because a certain assumption psychologically that a person would not lie to someone who done him a favor. So the reason to assume that his version is the correct one. Which means there's some Zerumdin is the Chazakir, which is supportive of what he says. But other than that, Kefrak would be chayiv. There's a mechayiv as a basic level, but side by side with that, there is a poito. So Rashi himself, the two pshatim, the Rambam takes note of that. But most you learn the question of Migur. I'll just see the Malach and the Gemara if we take one or the other. We read this question of Migur. The question is why? Let's believe him with a Migur. What's the answer? Yeah. To Migur Dozer, it could be taken two senses. We'll see them put it in another occasion. Migur Dozer could mean there's no Migur period. What's the assumption? What is the assertion of Migur? Adol Shakil. If you want to lie, he has a better lie. So apparently he's telling the truth. We'll take it for the time being is right, he's telling the truth. Now this rests on a certain assumption. Nimoz Kashu was the Migur of Tul Mishwur. Excellent. It's the migas no migur, because it requires migas to be a situation where the tiny which she's tining is from his point of view not preferable to the tiny she could have tiny. If I was preferable either in terms of his substance, what he attains by it, or preferable in terms of the ease which would be presented, so we have no migur. If he requires also not to present the alternative taina, then we don't say, well, since he had an observed taina and he didn't present it, apparently what he's presenting is true. So maybe the reason that he didn't present the alternative because he likes the courage. So one way to understand is that it's no miga at all. You don't have a spare tire. Or to assume that no, because the Ozer is a meager, tiny is there, but it can't do what a meager needs to do. To deliver the goods, to provide you some kind of raya that apparently is telling the truth, that you can't do because there's an alternative explanation. But that doesn't mean that we've got it as if there's no meager at all, so he has no spare tire. He has a spare tire. He can't get to it, try to get to it. I've committed to these two things, we'll see it in due time, is whether Miga De'oza is never viable, or it's good for certain purposes, not good for other purposes. I've got this question, maybe it will be, depends on what kind of De'oza we're talking about. But once I made a point about Chaver, the fact of us, it could be an absolute one and a relative one. There could be certain tainis which requires them to be an asponim, be mechotzev, bechutzev, to present them. Normal people don't have that. That might be a case in which the migas and they're all together. It's like you have a spare tire, but you don't have the key to your baggage, to the truck. Then there could be another case of Mika de Ozer, where the reserved taina is also accessible. It's not the Leber Shemaimi, that'd be such an asponim, but in terms of convenience, the degree of chutzpah is required, the degree of backbone that you need, the moment you are presenting, is easier to present than when you could present. Now, if we deal with Ha'ozer in absolute terms, so it's out of the ballpark. There's no access to it. That title for you doesn't exist because that's good only for people who are fancy lawyers, and you don't have that capacity. If it's only on a relative basis, Leber Shemaimi, you have a reserve figure, Taina. But the clinch serves a bit of evidence that you are telling the truth, that for that it doesn't suffice because of the alternative explanation. Alright, so what is it going to tell us? That the Miga De'oza doesn't work. Is that something we can take away from this sugya? A clear statement that the Miga De'oza doesn't work?
Not necessarily. Could be only not
see everyone for sure. Correct. Could be does a for moment works, sure it doesn't work. Could also be, come back to what I said before, that get about the whole general topic because if to be sure. It depends what kind of house we're dealing with. If we're dealing with Bigadaza, which is beyond your capacity and capability, that can't serve any purpose, not for Shavuot, not for a moment. If you know the Shavuot, when Miga, which is the house, is a milder case, the pastor will begin to distinguish. I said this, now, so along this track, we have to assume first the Miga of Shavuot works kibitzi kudmigi. And then the Gemara, that was the most kasha, we don't have to set the Yishava. Once we know the kefakos patur, why should maybe mikzas also be patur? Not because we're asking why distinguish between them. That's another question you could ask. Why should we have any difference between maybe mikzas kefakos? It's all the same thing. So they say, no, it's not the same thing. Whatever reason it may be. And then we get to the second level, but it's an extraneous discussion, problem of Miga. So the assumption is the Miga of Turim Shura, we say. The second assumption is the Miga de Ozer, we don't say, or at the very least, we don't say the Miga de Ozer, Lafturim Shura, whatever the case may be, we got Lafturim Mamet. If we learn the Mois Kasha the other way, maybe it's ten Yishava, as we would have to learn, because Hashem was going to be Migra Ftur Mishvur Lam Rina. The Rabban takes note, because the Migra Ftur Mishvur Lam Rina can learn the Gemara, the problem is Migra, because we're Ftur Mishvur. So the question was, why distinguish? And then we say, why distinguish? We are introducing an additional Kiddush with regard to the Mechayev Shur. But then we would assume the absence of this Rashi and this Kavar, we would assume that the Mechayev Shur, what is required. What is required? That's what you would assume normally. And it comes with the tiny, comes to best, and presents the tiny. So we pull out all the stops and we pose the Shvut Reiser and the Baldov on the Nitra.
And in the context of the
Shvut,
I mean, the tiny Baldov and the Shvut.
We need something, some basis to indicate to you that there is substance to the taina, one kind or another. Now that could come from any dechot, at one level. It could come from doi doi. The Rabban calls what? Klaim dovro. Could come here where the Shomu is an independent entity. Shomrim, one could learn that Shavuot is a reason for Mimchayev. But doesn't have to learn that way. As opposed to Shomrim, Shomrim, there may be good reasons for Mimchayev Shvur. Not because I'm convinced in any way, or I have reason to suspect that the taina of the shomer is not a proper taina. Why possibly the shomer mechayev shvur? Perhaps that, or even without that, or the more called the hope is dead shabbat abayis. Shomer, ordinarily speaking, in Torah, the Tver, the Nitva, the Tver, the Nitin, are level ground, it's a level playing field. Each one presents its tainus. Here, in Shomer, the structure of the relationship is such that the Shomer has access to information, and the Mafkid has not. And this can translate itself to two things. One to say, simply in order to make the Balabas feel good, make more comfortable, maybe to make him readier to enter the relationship with Shevon and Mafkid, otherwise he would be very reluctant to be Mafkid Chayfer, so they wouldn't have a shul. So the Torah went along with him without any reason for in any way preferring his Taina to the Taina of the Shema. or without any way undermining the Tanya of the Shemel. But without the Shemel, not that the other case. The other case is the reason we have a Shur for the Suffolk has arisen. And not to clarify the Suffolk, we have to have a Shur. Shemel does not necessarily mean that any Suffolk has arisen. But the absence of Suffolk, the situation is one which we want to preempt any possibility of Suffolk. The other possibility is that Shemrim too is something which is not perhaps of the same caliber, but of the same character as what the Adachar Medivim makes us. Namely, that there's a reason to be somewhat suspicious, but it's too strong a term, I'll clarify in a moment, of the Shema. And that could be for one or two things. Either what the Rabban calls Vidadami, but it's a number of places that a person, in all law courses that teach these things, someone is inclined to interpret the facts in accordance with what would be favorable for him. So the Gemara with Moshe with regard to the situation of the Chomer, from Esbaila, woman, normally a woman is never to say the Esbaila, the perspective of the mother herself. But the Chomer, not, because since on the one hand, a lot of uncertainty what happens in the battlefield, secondly, it's in her interest to become an almana if indeed he died. So she says that, of course, she's led by her instincts and intuitions. So here too, the Shemel may not really know the facts clearly, but it's kind of present them as if he did, in accordance either with his interests or his intuitions. That may be one fact. That's what the Rambam talks about, he could be a dummy. Or, alternatively, if a person knows that he can't be contravened, can't be contradicted, the temptation to lie, maybe a total lie, but to twist the facts, to cut corners, is very great. If you know that someone is contradicted, it's one thing. That's what Shem talked about with regard to cousin, we'll get there later on. Alright, so now, according to these Shem, yes, so that's what we normally would assume, that the Shavur, there has to be a reason for a Shavur. But Rashi, in effect, is saying in Baba Kamer, when he asks, or he has the Gemara ask, Harabe asks, why not be mechayev kefak all over the minimum mixes? So what is he asking in effect?
I didn't catch the question.
Rashi says the rabbi was asking, why are you mechayev on the minimum mixes? Why are you mechayev kefak all too? So there's a certain assumption in Rashi. What's the assumption? Contradistinction, everything I just mentioned now, that's to be a sound reason why Mikhail is Shavur. You don't need that. Tiny itself is enough to Mikhail. I mentioned, we talked about Bogad Yachir, that you can have something going beyond that, according to certain Rishonim, certain Dais and Gemara, to the Meitzim Amen. But also, Bogad Shem Bar Yadif, Perd assumes that Taina itself is sufficient to be Meitzi Mammon, unless it's a counter Taina which either trumps the Taina, first Taina, or balances it. So that we don't pass. We pass in the Rosh Rabbah Yodif. But as far as Shavuot is concerned, it's not just about double with Tainas, that's sufficient. This was very far-reaching, and the totally different conception of Shavur course, the value of how you play with Rabbi Kondi to Shainim has to do with the very most fundamental issue in Shavuot, that's what kind of Mechayim do you need at the Reis level. The Rabbanu level will be very different. That probably is the simplest way of explaining it. There may be an alternative explanation for Rashi, but I'm not inclined to assume it. What do we have in the Gemara? A factor which would serve to negate what I've said now in Rashi, and to return Kefrakel to the family Shavuos. Think for a moment. Where else do we encounter Kefrakel? Shavuos Heses. Kefrakel, what Rashi over here only asks, why shouldn't it be? But then we have it is not that way. Kefrakel is part of. That Esses that Kefrakel is not a Chayv. I indicated when we talk about Esses, there's two alternatives that we have over here. One is that the Gemara Chiddush with Rabbanon is that you can be Chayv Shavuah without any basis, without any regard of anything at all, tiny itself. Or what the Gemara says, that quite says that, what the Gemara says, Chazaka, the what? Yeah. The very fact is that Teveya, some presumptive raglai medavod, that's enough smoke to assume the existence of some fire. If one was to build on that, as we have with that other chazokis, then we don't need to learn Rashi, as I was just before, that Kefar according to Rashi, tiny itself creates a chiyuv. Creates the chiyuv is the tiny which is supported, buttressed, by the Chazakir, so there is again some kind of glamour though. So this issue exists with regard to Kefrakel, or for that matter, Ben Mitzas, that there we have an answer for glamour though. Kefrakel, with Rashi, the problem is the Xerabred of or not, exists with regard to Shomrim. I mentioned previously, we'll get back to that. And it exists, yeah, we've got Teidechod, there we have, of course, Yehidis, and there, particularly, depending on how we learn Teidechod, we just test we learn the Baruch Mem, require Tetz Badov, Tetz Bari or not. If Teidechod, we've got the moment, it's like two Eidim, so then we certainly don't need to ask what basis should we say Teidechod. If it's not quite like two Eidim, then it's sort of it's some equivalent to Rael Ragaim Adobo, although it can be distinguished, we'll get to that in due time. Now, according to, if the Gemara's Kasha was, what Kasha says it was, why Abim Chayv Kefrakel? What's the Gemara's answer? Yeah. Meaning that there's something to support the nitva. Normally I have the maize and he is maize, so apparently we assume he's telling the truth. This raises a question, which is another issue in the halachas of Shavuah towards the very Yisaidis. We dealt a few minutes ago, the question was to Mechayev the Shavuahs. Side by side with that, a parallel question, what could part of a Shavuot? Can it be part of a Shavuot? So we have several factors in consideration. One is Migir. Could it be part of a Shavuot or not? For whatever reason, but that's one issue. Big Machlekes amongst Rishonim, can it be part of a Shavuot? Hashem Kol Eidim Sayeya, not the aid who supports the Teveya once they put the Shavuah for the Nitva, but the aid who supports the Nitva but that part of Mishum. It's discussed in the sharing primarily the Gemara by Mitzir Beis and the Beis. Here we have a third factor, Chazokia. What the Gemara seems to say is, Chazokia, the part of Mishur. Maybe we might ask ourselves, but the Rashi, who learned the Gemara's Kashi was, and did learn the Gemara's Kashi, based on Migir. So we don't know why, but we see Rashi didn't say that. But the presumption is, at least for the Sabu Shem, the Migir of Tum Shur Lam Rinan, so Rabban said, every host of the Migir of Tum Shur Lam Rinan cannot learn the Gemara's problem that got to Migir. Because that's what part of Shur. Yes, the Gemara is dealing with the other question, why are we not B'chai B'kef Rakhi? So then the question arises, if B'chai B'kef Shur doesn't work, but Chazok B'chai B'kef Shur does work, why should that be so? Marav Shur, you have Eidah this way, that could make a taste. Why differentiate B'chai B'kef Chazok? Well, maybe the answer. Chazak is what?
Chazak is more than just lending amanas. It tells us what actually happened.
Oh. So here we perhaps get involved, we don't go further than that now, as to the basis of the halacha means what the halacha of Chazak is. Assume that Migah is some kind of a technical device. Has status in Bezdin, scores points in Bezdin, but need not necessarily shed light on what actually occurred. Chazakir, to the extent that it relates to the factual plane, that perhaps part of Shua, even though Migah doesn't. Since Shua has the intense resolution of Sveikis, to that end that you swear to resolve the suffix. If I have alternate tools whereby something can be resolved, at least something can be weakened to the point that you don't require a shvur to get rid of it. That's fine, that's what chazakir. But Migah leaves you stuck with the industry. It may be, and what I said just now is not right. I said the chazakir spirit to Migah. That in as much as this element of Bilu there, and Migah perhaps is no Bilu. Perhaps. I might say no. Maybe Chazaka also could not remove the Chiv Shvur. If some of Prince should be made by Mixis, I should have a Chazaka supporting him, or there should be an Eidechod. And the Chazak is supporting him, would be part of it. As Migul Atu Mishur Amrina, Chazak Tu Shur Asur Amrina. What kind of quote unquote Chiv Shvur can the Chazak undo? Only what? Yeah. This kind of quote unquote Chiv, which Rashi hypothesizes. If we told me that we spoke of Chiv Shvur, which are grounded, something of substance, as opposed to that which is not. So we said, according to most Shem, the assumption is if there's no Chaglaim Dava, there's no meat, there's no teeth, there's no Shvur finished. Rashi apparently thinks that no. That either you don't need anything, just tiny alone is sufficient, the theory. Or that even a very low key Mechayev can suffice based on the Chazokim Tenem Ken Yeshloi. For that, the Chazokim based upon the Rav Chayver, that's sufficient to knock out that Shvur. But a solidly grounded, solidly based Shvur will not be knocked out by Chazokim. Right, this is not clear in the Sugir, but let's be borne in mind. Alright, so what does Moshe say subsequently? So what do I assume? So if it's a gefrakel, so we assume, we see apparently that he has the guts to possess. We don't, there's no need to assume Shtamut Kom Shtamet, because that would not, if you want to question Shtamut Kom Shtamet, that would not work up in him the courage to remain smart from the Baal Chayvah. Apparently, there's no problem with Shmot involved. But we've got to many mixas, then we have a problem or questions to whether maybe the possibility of Shtamit Gom Shtamit. Chol Ram Shual Kirlel Bechule, in order to flush out whether he indeed is a Mishtamit or not. Suppose a Shur. I use a lot of Lashon maybe to flush him out. Kasuz was lost in Kechle v'chulei, but I presume what the Gemara means is at least that there's enough of a system. Maybe the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah is enough of a suffix here, which we don't have the Chazal of Meisper v'Balchevi because he was made to some extent. So there's enough of a suffix that imposes Shvur. I mean, what I mean to say is that that's if you understood as a technique to draw him out and to push him into a corner. But where we don't have Kayyubas Mary Bal Khaver, as we don't have Gatumari Mixas, we see he was very spun off from this Mixas. So then we come back to the consideration the Tainaloski of Chayyub Shavuot. Or no, or maybe what the Gemara is saying is, as I said before, with regard to Shamrim, that there may be some experience with Chayyub Shavuot. Maybe here too, but Rick's also extraneous reason for trying to draw him out and see where he stands. Alright, all of this has ramifications, which we don't wait for the moment. We got the Sugim of a camera about Pikodin, but the Pikodin Kefarak is Chayva Potter. But in the Mom of a camera, Kuzayan, that's on the table. But here we'll leave it aside for the moment. Get back to what we gave to Chachamim. What is the question of the Jagim the Chachamim? Everyone agrees that we accept the analysis of what? Of Rabbi. What the whole mechanism of Shavuos is over here, what's the interplay of the various factors. Question is, what are the factors which exist? So what comes with Yaakov? The whole mechanism works with that to Boab and Noah. Leaving aside for the moment the question as to whether the best difference with the Bain is Ben Gadol or Ben Gadol. That's why it's Master Shenim. But let's assume that the Ben Gadol is another ball game. At least with that Ben Gadol. So in both cases, like Eda, Bimlein, and Meiz, is that a Meshur Rabbi? Because again, the reserve taina he doesn't have, so it's the same as it would have been, and the same as an ordinary mitzvah mikzas doesn't have the reserve. According to Chachamim, since it could have been maize, so if it's not maize, so he has a mikir, or if not meager, comes in the Takar of Meshur Aveda, that's the Chayz Master Shenim. And that's it. Right. This is where we learn. Before Hilchos Tehillim v'Nitin, Hilchos Shavuot and Chayav Shavuot, Ein Kochav Shtaras HaShemesh. Nothing significantly different than Rabbi Elazar with the Chachamim. They both agree with Rabbi. On one factual point, they're different. That factual point leads to different conclusions, but nothing beyond that. There's no machlokes. We got the status of a cotton, status of a gadol, times of one kind, times of another kind. Just one question, maize, any maize, and that determines everything. I'm learning more this way. Of course, if we learn that way, it's one question which is raised, which, depending on one certain subject of our learning, some people raise it, some people don't raise it. What might be troubling if we learn Sugi this way? To the extent that we have reservation of Chalitza Messias, is that something which brings, registers with us if we're interested in something which is more longish? That there are machlokes and metzias here and there is unquestionable. Certainly, Gemaras which deal with questions of that kind, whether it's sociological metzias, psychological metzias, physiological metzias. Generally, we have Chazal with the shared reservations about questions of metzias. Reservations tend to be not so much about the very possibility of machlokes as what would be a lie behind it. Yerushalmi would give it some trumas, some machlokes, and chacham over there, but the kishus. Yerushalmi says, could it be possible that something Zohar Shem should divide it, there should be Chalik? So the problem there was not so much, it's a question of Metzias. Metzias should easily be determined, so why fight the Mesmedesh? Let's go out, have the scientific impulse, let's go look. Or to take a classic example of Shenim, very much is treif, or a person's treif can survive more than 12 months. Ramban prefaces, as I know in the Perek of the Treifes, he says, let's begin to understand what's the machlokes. Let's go take a look, we'll see if people survive 12 months, Behem survive 12 months, what's the machlokes? But again, the issue is what can easily be determined should not be subject to controversy. But assuming that we don't like Chalitza Metzias, that we don't like them, what is the alternative here? Be amazed and be amazed. Can we circumvent the possibility of Chalitza Metzias? And regarded as the machlekes and metzias, but in lomdus.
What the definition of ha'adah is?
Yeah. Quite simply, whenever you want to know whether a certain phenomenon is to be classified in a certain category, we have to work along two tracks. One is determining specifications, the details of that phenomenon, its metzias. The other is, what are the parameters of the category? What defines what is to be, what is within and without? In our case, that could mean not that the question of what degree of likelihood is there. And to be amazed, not to be amazed. That we know, 27%. We don't know is, what the Torah is going to do for you, just put you over the top. Or not. Alright, this gets a little bit away from Metzius. Move us on to the question of, which is closer to the conceptual area, definitions you said we also. Can we move beyond that? Try to understand what is the role of the Chazaki here, which put us in better shape for seeing in conceptual terms. Quite simply, again, from a priori standpoint. There are certain terms appear in the world of halacha, as in our general thinking, which a priori requires a definition. And the definition may be a flexible one. Particularly, we deal with amorphous terms. What's reasonable cause, what's reasonable, what's unreasonable, what's motzu and not motzu. If you know what's not sure, because the shimu came here or not, or it's because the shimu. Again, not a question of what the mitzvahs we got in the shvarim. Pe'aloche, where do I draw the line? How great might be the likelihood that shows will be the geyach, that we should then be mechayv the bailim for whatever nezek there was. Does that make kapagis kilos bagis kibam meina? A priori that's to be expected. Some almost 40% or 50%. But at times, you try to say, well, it's not a question. Of course, a priori, we don't know what line here, what line there. What might be the reason for drawing the line in a particular place? Beyond the question of what the Metzius is, what the percentage is out there, and beyond consideration that we're defining, setting the bar at a particular level, defining the parameters, why set the bar here, set the bar there? Now here sometimes I sense there's no reason. It's an educated suggestion. Sometimes there may be a reason, which might depend very much on what you want to do with these phenomena. Why does it interest you with the maze, any maze? Here possibly move into the areas which have to do nature of the titan, nature of the interplay between the Tevea and the Nitra. The one says that we want to rely what role does we assign to that Chazaki? That in turn may impact upon how we define the Ha'azir, because it's a question of what the Ha'azir needs to do for us. In the context of our sugya, we have two possible roles for the Ha'azir. One, according to Rashi, serves as explanation to why Kef Rakel is Potter. The other, a totally different context, has to do with telling us whether it's a Migah or not a Migah. If you had the Mace Pano, so that he has no Migah, because he has the variance for that. If the Mace Pano, he could have presented the alternative as a Migah. We got to either, it's possible that define the whole, conceive the whole of the meek of the chazakir or the hazer in different terms. The way to reach absolute certainty, reasonable certainty. Or is it sufficient to put a crimp in the chazakir enough to create some reasonable doubt about chazakir in a particular case? We speak about whether Bnei Meiz and Leini Meiz. Is this a radical statement? He is Meiz, he always is Meiz, not Meiz. What does everyone mean? That maybe he is Meiz. And that might be sufficient for us. In which case, if it's enough to insert an element of doubt into the chazakir, to weaken the chazakir. So we say, b'fnei b'nai, it's not quite the same chazakir as we got to Valdavo himself, for whatever reason. If that isn't sufficient for us, and we want not simply to weaken the chazakir a little bit, but view at a more fundamental level, then perhaps we need to be able to say b'fnei b'nei meiz, assuredly b'fnei meiz, and therefore we're not going to chazok altogether. Could be that here we count the chalitz of Rav Lezer Chachamim, not at the level of Metzius, study at the level of the question of defining the parameters, but with regard to how we conceive what role we assign to the chazakir, which in turn will determine for us how powerful that corrosive element needs to be in order to knock out the chazakir. Now here to come back to what we said previously, we may want to consider independently what happens according to problem of Migir, what happens if the chazakir is there, patokei frak. If it's a question of Migir, then we say, Bnei Meiz, so he has a Migir. With Chachamim, Bnei Meiz, he has a Migir, he's a Patur. It's because Chachamim would say if there's a reasonable chance that he has a Migir, that suffices for us. But what happened if we have a still suffering without the Migir? Whether it's a Migir d'Ozer or not a Migir d'Ozer. See if that suffices for a Migir. Do we need for certain to know that it's a Ozer and there should be no Migir? Or it's only when we know for certain that it's a Migir d'Ozer that we say it's no Migir. See, the problem is one of Migir. Then perhaps this is the question as to what makes the Migir d'Ozer or not. If the person wants a Migir problem with Chazakir to Patok Yefrakel, so then the Chur of Chazakir would have to be not one of suffering, because Chazakir has to play a role, a level of certainty. Patok Yefrakel only because the Chazakir as such. If there's some doubt, some shadow which is cast upon the chazakir, you no longer have a chazakir. So you're back to square one, but you have a chayv kefrakel as well. Then according to this Mahalukh, according to this Vinyakiv, they made a maze. The Chazak is Chomim. So there's a Yankee if we've made a maze, then we have the regular case of the made of a mixus. Yeah, there I see it less of it. I don't talk to you about it. We have to be sure and stand better as to what the extent of Migdos has to be. Depending on the question raised earlier as to what level of yazid it would be. Chazak, I see it less of it now. I have to think about it. All of this is the assumption we're dealing with the Pashtigma's conclusion, namely, the whole problem is very, very maze. To try to give this more homage to cast, it's not just a factual issue, but a more conceptual one as to how we determine the parameters of the category and why. The alternative to this, of course, would be, although that's a question in Lashon Gemara, the field of the Chachamim is disagreeing about some fundamental issue. Some are tied in with many enemies. Who particularly pursue that track? This Gemara is related to an issue which we've discussed. Ravid, in various contexts, says the problem here is the Bore de Achel. Bore de Achel says that's Bore or not. Assumes quite a lot of Yankiv. Boydach is a good tiny tense body. So then, Zobis Vishnabi Rabbein Mixes. Unless it was a question, Meshu Rabbein is the Rabbanon, the Tekor de Rabbanon. But fundamental at the Reiser level, so it's a regular case of Meshu Mixes. The common thing, Boydach is not a body. So it's a lack of tainya. It's a lack of tainya, it can't be chiyuv of many mixes. So the assumption, you know, to have many mixes, you need to have a tainya's body. And I'll be smart before that can work out well. The problem is more than Mas Lashon. What's that do the Hose? This issue, whether it's Tazbori or not, we say independently. So it's a dual question. Part of the question is Mars Lashon, but it seems to have been in the Mishra Vader. And second, he realized it's Mars Lashon. It's not Lashon anymore. What is the link? What is the basis that we have in the Mishra Vader? How does it relate to a maze or any maze? Forget about the Migal. That's when you get Migal. For us to define this as being a tennis bully or not. I said before, not the Akhbar, the Atzmai, and then he quotes the one from Zay Mali Mali Abu. That if he was, if the Bain were to say that he knows himself, he saw We stand when the levy was made, Sadri was money, or he saw the father losing money. The Rebbe agreed to be shvur the heist. That's not the father machleis. The machleis only in the case. But he says what the father told him. But that's the final time it's bari to be chayv shvur. If we said. Cases that for the way that the problem is not tiny Well, perhaps the Gemara also should learn, perhaps not the absence of a tain of the part of the Tuveya. You have a tain. Problem is what the tain does. If you have a tain, it's one of those who learn terms of Migur. So tain is offset, counterbalanced by the Migur. Then, so maybe that is no Shavuot. No tiny. With Rabbi Yatulu, the question of the maize and not maize is not what you consider independently what degree of arrogance he has. Maize, any maize, depends on what he confronts. If you defend the body of the Acher as being a tiny, so then you have get data maze. If Boydach is not a tiny, then of course he's maze. So you don't start by dealing with the Hauser, you start dealing with the tiny. Quite a lot of Shulam in the Pashto Sukhya, we start with the Hauser. The Hauser, whether it's Hauser or not Hauser, which in turn determines the status of the whole entire. Quite a lot of Pashto, you learn to start the other way around. You start with defining it as tainus. The tainus is good tainus, not a good tainus, a bogey, not a bogey. Combined with that, we'll say if it's a good tiny, he won't be amazed. Because it was a Yankiv. What Rachel means is they think it's not a good tiny, it's a male, he's amazed. Since he could have been mazed, wasn't mazed, is Meshav Abed. And then we have to ask ourselves, according to Raivid, once we determine, let's agree that if this, whether it's a house or not, depends on whether it's Taina or not. But once you say that it's not Taina, why do we need the fact of the Ozzy? There's no Tanis Boli. Unless then we were to say that even the absence of Tanis Boli, if you were any maize, the absence of Tanis Boli also, you would be Chayiv, you'd be Chayiv Shvur. That would be very far reaching. Rav is more appealing in the sense that he deals with a fundamental issue, but the question is how this works in the Gemara, both with the Lashon, also with regard to the Halacha. I think that's where we have to understand, according to him, that the problem, the absence of the presence of Tanya determines whether it's maize or not. But my question is why that should be the crucial factor determining the Tanya, why should be determined by another factor.
Maybe it's a synonym for the fact that the person's maize causes it, is the reason why it's not a good taina. If it's such a weak taina that the person will just ignore it and contradict it straight off, that's the same thing as saying that it's not a good taina.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is a major Halakha of the Sugi here, because there's a shame. Now, the Ravid builds to some extent on the Yerushalmi Gittin, and more later on, from Zayin. That from the Torah. Abab Halach Sim Tich Chodesh Rav Shalom, about 6 lines from the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph. I'm going to come to Rabbi Abba Mishtagwa. Part of that Gemara. The main Shem, he quoted, because Rabbi, of course, he is with, but here more briefly, it's the service on the reef. Rabbi is much fuller and Gittin of Menalev. And there, you have within the complex of the things we discussed today, the Bore de Akhe, which I already discussed, was about where the Ramban of that connection. And the Ramban is also relating to the Halakh of the reef. One of the poems of the Mahalakh of the Sugi here, which we discussed, but we'll just clarify a little bit more fully next time, where the Maskalim Masolag Ternikotl and Ternikotl. Probably that the Rashi already indicated, Rashi seems to disregard the problem of Tainu with regard to Cotton. He's only concerned about the problem of the relationship with the senior.
Yeah.
How we pass in the Sugi of Rev Chachomim. We'll discuss the Rishayim here. The Rabban, the fullest of the Rishayim, is the Sugi, but here in Gittin. The Rambam, where he talked about the Vayda Acher, Perak Alba, Chazav, the Shua Sessus, and then the Lachay, with regard to our Sugi. Then there are other issues which come up. We'll see those primarily. Question of different gradations. Tainus Boli, which we dealt with in K connection with the Acher, the Ramban, my third suggestion, which we want to look at, it's in line with the Rebbe, but it's it goes beyond the Rebbe. The Chesed of Zevet Chachomim is a machloek, it's not only about this particular case of Eze Eden Beis, but the definition of Tainas Bori. This edition is on a Reish Chav Zayin, Reiv Zak at the Pardin Zokin. Commissar Lishkich at the Zbori Mikir. Chav Tens Savas the Zbori Ishtik over here. Then we have to go through the Sugi and Baba Kamer, with regard to Shomrim. It's the Sugi is there, also mentioned the Tesla Baba Tzir, of Tzadik Ches. This is in two levels. One, to what extent Rabbi's mechanism works, the cousins it works with Havoya. And related to that, the question of what's the look with regard to Pekodin of Kefir Hakel. I mentioned the Tesis of Kav Kuf Zayin. Tesis of Mitzir of Sani Ches, of course, Rabbi Natam a little bit differently. It's just a couple of lines with Rabbi Natam. Rabban looks at Rabbi Natam also, he said, Letoch, we don't pay no attention to it, because it rejects it totally. But that would also have to deal with. The Rabban also gets involved over here. It relates to the Gemara there too, Rabbi Kamer, is to how to understand the Machlekes with regard to Chiyuv Shvus HaShomrim. He has earlier on, the question I mentioned before, by Yadomi, comes back to it later on. The summary, which is towards the end of the Sugi, which in this edition is Reish Lamed Aleph to Reish Lamed Daled. Again, the issue with Shvus HaShomrim, as I said before, there's some reason for him to chayev it, or the reason for weakening his tainer, or no, Shvus HaShomrim is simply the Lofet Dach Shabbat HaBayis, and that's it. We won't get involved at this point in the issues of Migdal Pesach Mishavur, as we've already done. Around here again, according to Ramban, there was a Chachomim, from that connection, the Rif, and Rashi, the Ten Kod, Ten Kodl. Question of Shomrim, but there, the Ramban here with regard to the Ish Tuchai of Shomrim. Now there is one other item which we have to deal with. It serves as an introduction to the topic of Migah generally, even more exhausted at this point. The Gemara in Gittin The early part of the Sefer Shnei Kisim Kshur Matzasi. There's the Matzayin Amiyochi. There's the basic question, what if someone has two tainas? One taina, and each taina would lose. The reserve taina also, the pancha of the spare taina too. But that taina is a more appealing taina, more respectable taina. It sounds better, but it has no legal force. Because that comes to the Mika. Tesis, there in Gittin says that yes, that's the Tesis of Gittin Abiyachi, and Tesis of Bamitsir, likewise, down in the base, small Tesis of. Slaylam Shtaim Patu El Chayev. Talmud Bezmutzi. Now we have other questions in this Gemara. It's come from the Shem, and these should not require much effort on our part. What's the Makkah Bekev for Akal? Spato, these most issues we've already dealt with. The question, why in the Mace Perfect of Al Chayev? But it could do him a favor because the other one knows he's lying. And the sugya, at the end of the Gemara, put it by delay. Look at the Gemara by Messiah, that famous base for Ahmed Aleph, with regard to Mika Chashbir Chashem Meshuasa. We'll go through the Gemara. We won't go through the Maskan of the sugya, which is very complicated, to know what raw material that we're dealing with over here. We'll finish the early part of the Lesbian Yakiv. If we have time, we'll try to proceed with the other two Tzim in the Gemara, the basement base, and get to the Mishnah, but I'm not sure we will be able to. This is, you can see, a very crucial, very critical sugya, and even after we slice it, to remove some of it, but not be able to do so much for at this point. Still a very substantial job ahead of us. Okay. In the Shainim, full discussion is by Farz and Ramban. Right here, more so than Gittin and Ksubas elsewhere. The Amesh to the Rabbi Tam Sefer Yosho, very complicated shtickle, if you thought to examine it correctly. But for our purpose, it's not a primary purpose. Of course, go to Rabbi Natan for Shuas HaShomrim, what you require, Nensu plus Kfira, Kfira without Nensu. We'll see simply what Tesis has to say, but it's a challenge. Anybody can go through that shtickle, it's a real challenge. But we'll go into it over here. If they were smoothly going. This is